Media Hype Narrative for Guiding Children to Doubt Their Biological Sex, by Penny Starr on June 5, 2021. Media outlets and left-wing activists are trying to build support for transgenderism by claiming that children can choose their future lifetime sex when they are just 4 years old. The Boston Globe reported on the ideology embraced by Dr. Ariel Frey Vogel, the director of Child and Adolescent Services at Mass General's Transgender Health Program. Frey Vogel said, "What has become clear to me in this work is that what is normalized has changed for the better, such that kids at a much younger age recognize there are many ways to be and that those ways are normal. Once, a lot of people who may have been trans and not felt it was a normal thing to be suppressed it. Whereas now, I think a lot of kids are coming out as trans and non-binary." The Globe article starts with the premise that transgender children are at higher risk of being bullied and committing suicide. Frey Vogel says that the term gender non-conforming is falling out of fashion. It's seen as a more stigmatizing term, as if there's something one should conform to, she says. Gender diversity is a more expansive way to describe people without referencing cultural norms. The article breaks down how to support transgender children into different areas, including understanding the terms, know the timelines, and is it a phase or an identity? Cisgender is the right word, activists said, to describe normal people who accept and even celebrate their biological sex. Transgender is a broader term referring to someone whose gender identity or expression is different than cultural expectations, Frey Vogel said. They might go back and forth or feel a little of both, or feel something else entirely. I think that's hard for people who haven't experienced it. It's one of those things where we have to listen to people and believe them, even if we don't completely understand how they feel. The timeline section defies science and common sense. At around 18 months, kids can identify males or females. At around 3, they recognize their own gender. At around 4, they realize their sex assigned at birth is permanent. At around 6, magical thinking stops, such as, maybe Santa will bring me the right body part, Frey Vogel says. This awareness typically coincides with elementary school, which is inherently gendered, the Globe said, Frey Vogel claims. There's the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom, boys' and girls' birthday parties, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Everything is gendered, so you see dysphoria come out around then, Frey Vogel said. Frey Vogel promotes the Gender Unicorn website, which encourages questioning one's biological sex and introduces sexual behavior for children. Frey Vogel also does not believe that transgender children are just going through a phase of normal childhood curiosity. The difference is, kids who are trans end up being insistent, consistent, and persistent about their gender, Frey Vogel said. It's not, I wish I were a boy. It's, I am a boy. This is who I am. Frey Vogel supports using puberty-blocking drugs. But I would much rather see kids really early, when there's nothing to do medically. That way, a parent and child can feel comfortable with me. We can talk about resources and giving 360-degree support without having to worry about hormones. I'd rather see people once a year as soon as it's an issue, rather than, this is an emergency, my child is starting puberty, and I need something right now. Frey Vogel said families can decide if they let puberty take its course or receive hormones to affirm a new gender identity, usually within a 2 to 3 year window. During that time, Frey Vogel can refer parents to therapists who are expert in gender identity and offer support group resources for kids and adults. Frey Vogel celebrates young children being allowed to live as the opposite sex. As Breitbart News reported, one expert on transgenderism discredits this Pride Month promotion of children questioning their biological sex. In an interview at the end of May with Matthew J. Franck, contributing editor of Public Discourse, Paul McHugh, MD, the University Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, warned puberty is a complex biological process that has been oversimplified to the detriment of children with gender dysphoria who are being treated with puberty blockers. He compared the course of the transgender phenomenon to that of eugenics. Eugenics was quite as powerful, after all. I'm reassured that we psychiatrists have been everywhere before. Fortunately, Adolf Meyer, my predecessor at Johns Hopkins, was one of the few psychiatrists in the world, really, who said, I don't think we can go this way with the eugenics movement. And so I feel I'm in good company by saying this is going to collapse. It's going to collapse, particularly in relationship to the injury to children. Because these people are already beginning to build up evidence for the misdirection they were sent on, he explained. McHugh said the drugs are administered at a time when the child is not prepared to think about what their life would be like. Remember, puberty occurs between 9 and 14 when you're a girl, and between 11 and 14 when you're a boy, he explained. These are children. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.